start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Growing up as a New Yorker, I never really knew just how unique it was to be a born and bred New Yorker until I left to go to college upstate. And I didn't go very far. I was in Massachusetts. But the difference in lifestyle, accent, the tempo of life was just different. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night on my first night. I spent alone in my dorm room. And it was so quiet. The sound was deafening. I had never experienced this kind of silence before. And so during my freshman year, I began to realize that being from New York City was sort of a treasure. It meant you were tough. You tell it like it is. You don't take any wooden nickels. That's what my father liked to say. My mother was born and raised in Brooklyn, which holds a similar set of stereotypes, especially because the Brooklyn Italians. So the accents are pretty heavy on that side of my family. As are the hand gestures. You can clearly tell they're all New Yorkers because of the way they speak and act. And some of them have gone to great extents to actually hide this accent because they're ashamed of their upbringing and what it might imply to have such a thick accent, such a socioeconomic status. But one thing is for sure, they're all New Yorkers. And one thing that has really bugged me as a New Yorker is when people who have only lived here for a certain number of years start calling themselves New Yorkers. Okay, so you were born in New York City and lived in Chinatown for a little while until you eventually moved at a very young age to Connecticut. Have you ever gone around saying that you're from New York City, and do you consider yourself a New Yorker?
Have I gone around saying I'm from New York City? Yeah. Well, now that I've lived in New York for 10 years post-college, I definitely would call myself a New Yorker. I don't know if I would if I wasn't born here, but considering I was born here, lived the first 7 years of my life here, felt like a New Yorker then, and I feel like a New Yorker now.
But I mean, if you didn't move to Brooklyn, I guess, and live here now for 10 years, if you just moved to some other city after college, would you consider yourself a New Yorker, or is it because you moved here after college and established yourself here that you now feel like a New Yorker?
Yeah, I think it's that I moved here afterwards and I have the two experiences. So raised or born New Yorker, not raised New Yorker, and then lived New Yorker. But no, if I hadn't moved back here, I wouldn't use that terminology. I would just say I was born in New York City and grew up wherever I ended up.
So a lot of people call themselves New Yorkers, but what makes somebody a New Yorker? Do you have to live here your whole life? I mean, you're kind of saying that you don't, but one could argue that you're not a true New Yorker unless, I guess, you live a majority of your life. I guess I'm wondering, is it the amount of time that you spend here? Is it the way you choose your time here? Is it the fact that you choose to stay here? What makes a New Yorker, I guess?
I think that's a bit of a complex question because we can talk about being a New Yorker as an identity, and some people take it to that level. And I guess once you've lived here for if you lived here 20 years, you've gone through so many rites of passages of the kind of stereotypical New York lifestyle that you're a New Yorker. And I think if you go anywhere else in the world and you find yourself thinking like a New Yorker, you're a New Yorker.
Yeah, I guess for me it might be, since I do consider myself a New Yorker and I've lived here all my life, for somebody who I meet to just casually say that they're a New Yorker because they lived here for, I don't know, like 5 years or something, but they're from like Tennessee, that doesn't really, for some reason, you seem more like a New Yorker than somebody who wasn't born here for some reason. Like, you have memories of...
Well, we were born in the same hospital.
Well, right. That's true. So maybe that makes a difference. Yeah. Although, I guess the amount of time that somebody spends here, especially somebody who's not from the United States, who moves here, who then considers themselves a New Yorker.
I mean, if this is the only experience of the U.S. that you have, you're a New Yorker. I mean, look at any cab driver who has immigrated. They're more of a New Yorker than you are.
Than I am. I don't know about that, but... I guess what is ultimately great about this city is that it's a melting pot of people from all over the world who come here to hope that, you know, if they make it here, they can make it anywhere. I guess that's the mentality that you have coming here, then I guess that should be good enough, shouldn't it?
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
First word was taxi.
Would you like complete sentences?
Yeah, I'd like a complete sentence.
Well, I mean, considering my first word was taxi, as was yours, coincidentally, I'd say New Yorker.
I mean, just based on that alone, that's pretty New York. I don't think you'd find somebody from, you know, Texas saying that the first word was taxi.
Little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can